Sam Prendergast, the good and the bad?
I think there's been a huge overemphasis on his involvement in the media. At risk of sounding like Roy Keane, like, to be a good kicker is his job.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, reaction from Tala after Shamrock Rovers booked Conference League football into the new year. Tottenham are forced into rescuing a point away to Rangers in the Europa League. And Ruben Amorim expects to be frustrated for a while as Manchester United manager. First up today, if last night was Johnny Kenny's swan song at Tala Stadium, he left the Shamrock Rovers faithful with plenty to remember. He scored twice and set up Neil Ferrugia for Rovers second in a 3-0 win at home to Borats of Bosnia. That win saw Rovers guarantee themselves a spot in the knockout rounds. Recent reports from Scotland suggest Celtic are keen to recall Kenny from his loan spell to provide backup for Kyogo Furuhashi and Adam Ida. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley also conceded prior to last night's game that Ferrugia was also a wanted man across the Irish Sea. Bradley spoke to Nathan after last night's game.
What you're doing now is really unprecedented. You're one of only three teams unbeaten in the entire Conference League. I think only one other team has conceded fewer goals so far. Is any part of you surprised that just how well it has gone? Five games in, three wins, two draws. I'm sure you were ambitious, you had expectations, but to get to 11 points so quickly...
No, because I do trust this group. I know when they're all fit and they're all available, they're a hell of a team, and you've got to get them the right game plan, the right instructions, and then let them be free. And we never hurt us domestically this year, all the injuries, but when we had the group back second part of the season, they've been top class, and they're just carrying that through to Europe. What's been really, really good for me to see is that they've were out a season a month, and it doesn't look that way. The level of training has been really good, and obviously the level of performance in the games has been really good.
Even with the four titles, and going back to my first question, is this as good as you've ever been?
I think so. I think we've got a really good blend, a really good mix. Again, we didn't see that domestically this year for different reasons, but I think when you look at the mix and as a whole, and when we get it on the pitch together, I think has a bit of everything in the team, and I think as a group it's probably the best we've been.
What about the level that Johnny Kenny has got to? 20 goals, first since Gary Twigg, joint top scorer in the Conference League, and like, I guess we saw all that confidence with the way he finished the third goal.
He's been top class this year, Johnny. I've said it. I believe that he's still developing, he still has levels to go, but please God, injuries allow, he's got a chance of being a really, really top player in the future. Still development, and we can help him with that, but I've no doubt he's gone one way. Lots of ability, but his attitude is top class as well, so a brilliant person all round.
So when you're talking to Brendan Rodgers, you're saying he's good, but he's just not the finished article quite yet.
He's very good, I think we all know that. He's very good,
but because the last time I spoke to you about him, I think there seemed to be a confidence that he would be able to stay. Do you feel things have changed over the last few
Johnny's,
weeks?
He's playing so well and he's performed so well, I've no doubt there's interest from so many clubs, and Celtic hold all the cards. Celtic, he's contracted to Celtic. And we've got a good relationship with Johnny, we've got a good relationship with Celtic, we've had good conversations, and they will continue. Whatever happens. But he's been top class this year.
Next Thursday night, Stamford Bridge, Chelsea, who are the only team to have won 5 out of 5. I think tonight's team seemed to be sort of a mix of their second and third string. It was still probably worth €100 million. How do you approach this? Like, you, I think you've spoken about your philosophy, and you like to bring it to every game. Can you bring it to that game? Or
yeah, we have to. We have to be us. We have to go there and bring our identity. Are we against a top club, a top team? Of course we are. But if you go there and completely change, you don't really believe in what you're doing. Do we have to compromise? Because they're so good, of course we do. You have to respect what they're good at, but we'll go there and try and perform as best we can, sticking to our principles and our philosophy, and let's see what happens.
Rovers finished the year away to Chelsea next week, and Enzo Maresca's reserves maintained a 100% record in the competition. Mark Guiu scored twice in a 3-1 win away to Astana. Hearts still occupied the second from last knockout spot after their 2-0 loss in Copenhagen. Larne remain rock bottom though, and had Keane Bulger dismissed in injury time as they fell to a 2-0 defeat away to Dinamo Minsk. It's now 5 games in all competitions without a win for Tottenham, who had to battle for a 1-1 draw away to Rangers in the Europa League. Dejan Kulusevski came off the bench for Spurs to cancel out Hamza Igaman's opener for Rangers at Ibrox. Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou hailed Fraser Forster for his part in salvaging that point in Glasgow.
Tough game as expected. You know, obviously with the atmosphere in the stadium, I thought the first half was pretty tight. No real clear-cut chances for either side. And then obviously when they score straight after half-time, then you know the energy levels in the stadium goes up. You know, it's going to be a tough one to sort of claw back. But I thought we sort of worked our way back into the game well. I thought the subs coming on made a difference. And, you know, we scored a good goal, had a couple of other moments. And in the end, the great save by Fraze sort of gets us, I think, in the context of where we are in Europe, I think it's an important point.
You took Timo off at half-time. Was that just tactical? Or?
Yeah. He wasn't playing anywhere near the level he should.
You seem frustrated with Werner there, and you mean, do you need more from your senior players?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, when you've got 18-year-olds, I think it's not acceptable to me. And I said that to Timo. He's a senior international. He's a German international. You know, in the moment we're in at the right now, it's not like we've got many kind of options that I need everyone sort of, you know, to at least be going out there, you know, trying to give the best of themselves. And, his performance in the first half wasn't acceptable.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you're one bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
Ah, that's putting it too strong.
That's why, together. Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed
in Paris.
It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right.
Okay.
He puts his hand to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months at Man United. He thinks he scores, then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
Yeah. I was harsh on Maguire, and I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help, because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.
Ruben Amorim concedes frustration will follow him for a while at Manchester United. Another grave error from Andre Onana led to United falling behind away to Victoria Plzeňa last night in the Europa League. It took the intervention of substitute Rasmus Højlund to rescue a performance to forget for United. He scored from close range to level matters and then was on the receiving end of a clever free kick routine 2 minutes from time to secure all 3 points. Amorim admits the first hour was frustrating to watch.
I'm always frustrated. I think I'm going to be like that for a while. So it's normal. You want to see better things, but then you remember that we didn't have so much time to work on this kind of play. I think we had a lack of pace during the first half. We were controlling the game, but without many chances because we lacked for some runs, sometimes to push the opponent back. They let us sometimes one against one in front with our players. We have to be so much better and so much decisive in this kind of play. So that's it. I'm always frustrated because I want to see more. Like all of us, that's why they are fighting in the end of the game. We want to improve. We want to improve really fast. But it was a win, and they changed the game during the game with the type of goal that we suffer. So that part was good. The quality of the game, even with the pitch, we had some good connection, but sometimes it was hard, and you can feel it when they want to make white, like 1-2 was really hard to do it today.
Things got heated between Højlund and Amad Diallo at full time, but it's not an issue for Amorim.
It's a normal thing. I think it's a positive thing, a healthy thing. So I let the players and the captain to calm down the things. If I see that it is too much, I will go inside the dressing room. But it's their space. They have to talk, to fight. And again, for me, it's a very important thing.
So after last night's results, United are 7th, Rangers sit 8th. One place above Tottenham and 9th in that Europa League table. United host Rangers at Old Trafford in the new year. And in the Women's Champions League, Katie McKay played the full 90 minutes of Arsenal's 3-1 win away to Vålerenga. Arsenal will host Bayern Munich next Wednesday to decide who finishes top of Group C. Pernille Harder scored her sixth goal of this season's competition as Bayern beat Juventus 4-0. Manchester City sit top of Group D thanks to a 2-0 win away to St. Poulton, but that result was overshadowed by an injury to captain Alex Greenwood in the first half. City finish off their group away to Barcelona next week. The holders Barca won 3-0 away to Swedish side Hammarby.